This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Greetings, I am Barry. If you're searching for answers, spiritual help, clairvoyant readings, healings, crystals, books, incense, or jewellery, you need to go to Infinity, Hamilton Spiritual Centre, in the new premises at 550 Anglesey Street. Or you can phone us on 838 1838. This is your link between this life and the next. Become the change the world needs today.
The Voice Within, your connection between this world and the next. Brought to you by Infinity Spiritual Centre, 550 Anglesey Street, Hamilton.
Greetings, I'm Barry. Now, Pam Gregory, our dear friend, has been talking with Lee Harris. So they're going to have a little conversation amongst themselves for an hour or so.
Hi, everyone. I know you're going to absolutely love this because you always love the conversations that Lee and I have. I think Lee Harris needs no introduction. He's been on my channel several times. He's very well known. He's an author of several best-selling books. He's a channeler. He's a musician. He's an energy intuitive, a healer. He runs a beautiful modern day mystery school called The Portal. And every month and also every year, he does a fabulous energy forecast for each month and for the year. And I always tune in on them, as you know, Lee, because they always correlate with the astrology that I'm seeing as well. So welcome. Great to have you back here.
So great to be with you, as always. Thank you, Pam.
Yeah, you're such a dear friend in my life. So it's
back
a
at you.
Joy. So firstly, I'm going to ask Lee questions of Lee as Lee, and then Lee has kindly agreed to go on to do some channeling from the Z's. So yeah, lots to talk about here. So I'd like to start, Lee, with, I think it was right at the beginning of the year, you were talking about 2026 as being a year of energetic reorganization. And where do you think we are with that right now?
Oh, good question. Well, it's so funny. I didn't know what you were about to ask me, but as you started to say you were talking about 2026, I literally heard the word fire above my head. And to me, fire is such an alchemical element. I mean, yes, it burns things and it burns through things, but it also, through that process, allows renewal, new growth, new birth. So I think we're in the fire of it still. I think we're very much in the burning down the house phase when it comes to elements of our world and our systems that are corrupt, which I think is a very overused word at the moment. But I do think if we'd have gone back 10 years to 2016 and we'd have talked about the exposure of corruption, I think a small number of us would know what that was or would have, you know, either researched or heard certain things. I think that's very different today. And that's what's interesting to me, watching more and more mainstream people become aware of the corruption in our systems. And I don't know about you, Pam. I think we've both talked about this sense of revolution, both energetic and literal. And we still haven't got there. We still, from my perspective, we're in it in some ways, but we still haven't got to the point where things start to break open. So I think we're in this continual process of more and more people waking up to what the world is. But I also want to acknowledge it's hard, because I think not just is it emotionally hard or it's impactful for people, I think the hamster wheel of our reality, that, you know, most of us have been kept on this hamster wheel of either busyness or fighting for survival or fighting for the money that you need. And then also that can be a mindset that we've all adopted. So even if you are fortunate enough to be in a position where you go, oh, well, actually, I could take my foot off the gas a little bit. It's so in our system, our way of being, that we have to do, survive. I think that also has to continually break down. But for a lot of people on the planet right now, they're not in a position where they can easily take a step back and look at what's going on. So my sense of it is that the more people who are out there talking about what they're seeing and offering solutions and alternatives, the more we as a mass can rise into it. So I think that the work remains the same for those of us who do what we do as our contribution. And I don't just mean people like yourself and I who, you know, perhaps our, you know, our role involves doing this on a video. I mean the work that we're all doing in our local communities, with our local groups, powerful conversations that you have with people who might be grateful that you presented some ideas to them in a slightly different way. Because a few years ago, they would never have been able to believe it or understand it. And that's one thing that I would say. For many of the people watching and tuning in on this video, energetic reorganization is not new to us. It's actually part of our path as transforming people, people who are here for evolution. But for a lot of people in the world, much like anyone who first wakes up or first goes to a self-growth workshop, it's a shock to the system and it's jarring or it's emotionally overwhelming. So I think a lot of us are here to, as well as go through our own energetic reorganization, our personal journey, are here to help kind of stabilize that for others.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I really agree with you, Lee, about people now are accepting ideas that 10 years ago they just didn't. I'm noticing a lot more with my beloved normal friends that they're starting to see things and say things which even 6 months ago they wouldn't have said. So I think it really is, I think the veil is dropping. So yeah, I really agree with you on that. And kind of following that theme, I've heard you talk recently about this consciousness split that you feel we're in. Could you say more about that and how you're seeing that?
Well, it's interesting because what you just reflected there, it is a funny thing because I think consciousness is changing on the planet. And my guides, the Z's, have always said the consciousness on the planet is rising, even though you are also seeing the polar opposite, which is the heavy, the dark, the old, trying to control, trying to trap, trying to overtake. But the consciousness is rising. The fact that you said that people are beginning to question the narrative that previously they didn't. We need that to happen for enough people to, when we change our belief, we also change our energy field. So if I was, you know, determined that the sky is blue, and I've always thought the sky is blue, and this is how I'm holding myself, and all of a sudden one day I see the sky is purple, oh, you know, there's a change. There's a bit of a change in my stance. There's a little bit of a change in the way I relate to the sky. I may also become a bit more amenable to other changes because I've had this big shock in one area. So that changes you. It opens you out. It helps you become more available for more options in life, more pathways, more timelines. So I think those who are of consciousness, as in you consider consciousness, you explore it, you're interested in learning about the alternatives, you're not going to change very much. You know, you're going to be exactly where you've always been. And if anything, you should be finding more like-minded, like-hearted people, conversations. That should be getting easier. Doesn't mean everyone is going to agree with you or everyone is going to be a flow, but you should be finding a little more community and support. But equally, the consciousness split, we have the opposite too. We have the people in stance. We have the people who are siding with the old, the heavy, the dark. There are lots of reasons people do it. Sometimes it's fear. You know, authority works. We know that. We know that, unfortunately, in our human systems and in our training and in our history, we respond to authority. And especially when people are scared, they will look for who is going to keep me safe. Oh, the authoritative one. What you really have to check is, are they though? You know, they're promising, you know, you look at politics, how many years have we gone through this thing where you get promised something before the election happens, and then it doesn't happen. But people want to believe the promise. People want to believe the change. People want to believe. So I think there is a young part of us as humans that needs to grow up. And I think for different reasons, it happens for us, but there is a consciousness split for sure. there are those who want the world to go that way or think, well, it's going that way, so I'm just going to get on board with it and then I'll be safer. I'll be in the safe group. And then there's a load of people over on this side going, well, that does not look safe at all. That looks like we're headed for disaster. I can't align with that. So I'm going to have to actually hold my position here. So I think one of the challenges for us spiritually, or certainly it's been a challenge for me over the years, and I hear lots of other people say this, there are lots of rules around spirituality. Oh, well, you should just love everybody. Oh, you should just be open to everything. You should just be open to everyone. Oh, if only the world was oneness. But it isn't. And it doesn't mean that you can't aspire to that or be a vessel for that in your lifetime on earth. But we also can't sit too long in a tantrum about what isn't, or grief about what isn't, or upset about what isn't. And that to me is spiritual maturity. The Z's kind of gave me a loving slap around the face about 10 years ago when they basically said to me, yeah, you have to make peace with the fact that there is darkness on earth. I really didn't like hearing that, but it tapped on the part of me that was in anger about it or sadness about it. And it doesn't mean I don't have my moments now. You know, you see something horrible, you see something dark, you're a bit more tired, and you have those moments where you go, what is this going on this planet? Why does it have to be this way? But those moments never last long for me. You know, they're things I move through and breathe through. But I think you can get stuck there. So I think spiritual maturity is recognizing, okay, there's shadow and there's light on this planet. Which one am I here for? Which one do I most want to align with? Which one am I going to send myself toward? And recognizing, be kind to yourself, because all of us have to like pick thorns out of our skin and daggers out of our skin, you know, whether we were betrayed by a friend or whether we feel betrayed by the planet as a whole or the system. This is the work. And we do have to purge this stuff out of our systems. So I think the consciousness split is those who are going that way and those who are, whether because they're scared or because it's their path and they're supposed to be here to align with that, because that's the earth game. You know, they're doubling down. So I think what you have to do is make peace with the split. Don't get into fighting the split. Don't get into getting angry at what is, you know, something you don't like or don't want. By all means, feel the anger for a short period of time, because that's healthy, but don't get stuck in it for 4 weeks, because then your own vibration drops and you basically become what you're focusing on. I mean, you know, I'm preaching to the converted, really, aren't I? But that's how I perceive the consciousness split. But I think what I would say is the consciousness split shouldn't be a problem. Because if you are someone who is growing, evolving, and aligning yourself with other people who are, this is the irony of these times. You should feel more alive, more present, and more conscious more of the time than ever before. So it's a weird irony of these times. You know, the Z's have said this will be a golden period for people who are aligning with consciousness. They said, even if you are sometimes heartbroken about what you're seeing in the world, it will be a golden period because you will be more supported through the group, through the collective, to actually galvanize more of what it is you're here to do, which is to hopefully bring more harmony, more light, more healing, more help, more collaboration, more co-creation. You can stand for that. Even while there are other people standing for something completely opposite on the planet, you know, it's putting your focus where you feel you're supposed to serve.
Yeah, I do agree with that 1,000%, because I often talk about, you know, your focus is your food. If you are energetically entangling, essentially, with what you don't want, because of all the drama and the colour, etc., you are actually feeding what you absolutely don't want. And I've talked about, you've got to starve out the scary, love in the good, really energize where you want to go. And it's, you know, I'm sure you have exactly this in your life as well. I could be walking with a friend who I've known for 30, 35 years, but they're, you know, in the gloom and doom of the war, etc. And we could be walking 2 feet apart in the wood, and their reality is utterly different from mine. And later that same day, I may walk with a friend or have a conversation with a friend who's in a very different place. And I feel the changes in my own frequency, but I know my job is actually to hold coherence between the two. That's my job, to be a lighthouse, because even, you know, I'm no longer, you know, I don't try and persuade my old friends that they, you know, of a different point of view, because that's their soul journey to work through. But all I will try and do is hold my light and hold my truth in those conversations and hope that in some way, you know, that light becomes catching.
So. Beautifully, beautifully said. And I think the one thing I often repeat a lot, I feel called to repeat this a lot, which seems maybe obvious, but I think it's really important for us to be really kind to ourselves with that process. You know, I just turned 50 last month, and I remember when I was doing all my self-growth workshops that I was going to in my, you know, late teens, right through my mid to late 20s. We back then were encouraged to be hard on ourselves. You know, it was like, oh, well, what's your resistance? You need to heal this and you need to get in there and sort out the wound. And I think, you know, the mentality of the world back then and of consciousness and spiritual seekers, there was this quite, I think, brutal or judgmental energy around it. Now, I'm talking about workshops I mostly went to in Britain. So it could have been cultural, because, you know, we Brits can be quite feisty with ourselves and others sometimes. But I think what I try and, you know, my journey has been not judging the parts of myself that might come up that are more wounded or that I don't like as much. You know, it's like, oh, I wasn't as graceful in my response as I would like to be. There's a big difference between recognizing that and going, oh, okay, what came up for me? What was the emotion that got triggered or moved? And how, oh, let me just look into that and sit with that, versus, oh God, I wasn't graceful enough. And then I send myself on a shame spiral, which is what I would have done in my early 20s, you know? So I think for all of us, there's something about honoring the process and the purge. You know, I've talked about this. There is a purge that we go through, and even those of us who perhaps aren't surprised that we're in the times we're in, I don't mean the details or the facts, because none of us knew exactly what the details of a year like 2026 would be, but many people like yourself and I have for many years known that this time has been forecast, prophesied, challenging times on earth, dark versus light, you know, kind of, we are seeing the evidence of what many of us just heard about for decades. I remember in an energy update, maybe it was February or March, I said, you know, we're going through this purge. And even if you knew that this might be what we're in, knowing prophecy is very different to experiencing prophecy.
Sure is.
Knowing what might be coming years from, you know, and it's emotional. You know, I was heartbroken for many days about Minnesota in January, and it just felt so dark and bleak. And, you know, that was the latest in a long line of world events that you see that you, you know, and I realized I was having to purge, you know, through my own system, what I was seeing, what I was feeling, how many lifetime cycles have we been through where that moves through our body. So I think you and I can talk about these concepts, but actually the mastery of it all, to your point, you know, being with your friends and being in coherence and allowing someone to vent their spleen and not get too involved, not think you have to rescue or save them, which is another program that I had running for many years. I'm sure many others did. You just go, okay, well, I'll just listen and I won't judge and I won't try and fix it for them. And, you know, if they ask me an opinion, I'll offer it, but I'm not trying to fight them on what they're feeling or experiencing. And sometimes just holding your own energy field is enough. And I've had that with friends. I've had friends reach out to me after, you know, an event like that, and they go, sorry, I think I was a bit down. And actually, it helped me just to tell you that. And so I've just gone, oh, no problem. I could see you were processing something. But it wouldn't have been appropriate for me to say that to them when they were in it. And the fact that they came back to me and gave me the permission slip. So I think there's a divine intelligence to how we listen, how we respond. But also when we get to a point where we're no longer on a human level, highly engaged in the reactivity to others, with others, that's its own level of center, isn't it, that you can find yourself in. And then your auric field, your energy field, starts doing the work all by itself. You just have to be present and you don't have to do as much.
So because our energy becomes infectious, you know, they catch that coherence. And there's been a lot of research on this, in fact. So and just by holding that state of being, holding your light, that is actually helping in some way, although it's unspoken. So, yeah, I really, really agree with that. And moving on to something slightly different now, Lee, you've mentioned recently that cosmic origins are the next big reveal, and that humanity's universal origins will become undeniable, and humans are not quite what you thought you were. Mm-hmm. So I'd love you to expand a little more on that.
It was probably 2007, and I was at the time I was partnered with a brilliant spiritual teacher and channeler called Story Waters, and we lived and worked together for almost 4 years. And sadly, Story passed on last year, very early, really, in his early 50s. But he would talk to the Z's a lot. I would go into the channeled state. He would talk to the Z's. He would ask all these questions. And I remember very specifically, there was this moment when he was asking them some questions, and he was asking about hybrids, people on Earth who were, you know, part human, part extraterrestrial. And the Z's said, well, you're all hybrids. You just, it's been hidden from you. They said, you know, none of you are as human or as earthbound as you think you are, because galactic consciousness seeded this planet and is part of this planet. And I remember at the time, even though, you know, I was privy to some ET stuff, and I was aware that the Z's were a blend of energies. You know, there were some of them that had been incarnate as human. There were some that said we're more connected to interplanetary dimensions. So I knew that the Z's were a blended group in that way, but I'd never really thought about it. But as soon as I heard that recording back and I heard the word hybrid, my whole body vibrated, and it made sense to me as to why, as a kid, I was so obsessed with anything to do with aliens, whether it was the TV show The X-Files or movies, or I was just fascinated by it, and it didn't really make sense why. And I think the Z's have been saying that we are living in a time where cosmic disclosure, and they've been saying this for a long time, as have many other voices out there, will become the norm on the planet. And just last night, I was having dinner with a friend who talked about her two UFO experiences. And I was telling her about one that I had in Boulder. And it's funny, I feel like I'm tangenting from your question, but I'm going to share this because it's fresh. The Z's told me many, many years ago that UFOs will often disguise themselves as clouds. And if you look, you will see them. And I remember about 3 years after that, I can't remember what it was. It was some UFO researcher or, you know, someone who this is really their wheelhouse. They said, oh, and UFOs will often disguise themselves as clouds. And whenever I hear something the Z's have said that I'd never heard before, verified by another source, it really pricks up my ears. I had a very powerful experience when I was living in Boulder, Colorado, because there was definitely all kinds of ET activity going on in the foothills next to where I lived in North Boulder. I could feel them. I could hear them. I once was taken out to do a channel on this alien rock. There was this rock, and I was thinking, that does not seem real at all. And one morning, I was just waking up. I was literally in pajamas. I still had hair at the time, so my hair was a complete mess and everything. And the Z's said, go out to the hill, go to the rock, and you're going to channel. We want to do a message called the crystalline body. And I literally had just woken up, and I was like, oh, well, I'm just going to get coffee and go to the rock, go now. And I was like, oh, okay. So I just grabbed the, and normally they're not like that with me. So I obeyed. And I went to The Rock and I did this channel called The Crystalline Body. And that was an experience I had in Boulder. But there was this one time on the high street, my friend and I had just come out of a restaurant. It was probably like 5 p.m. It was not late. It was still light. And we were walking to the pedestrianized high street, Pearl Street in Boulder. And all of a sudden, we noticed that there were literally 100 people all stood looking like this into the sky. I'd never seen anything like that on Pearl Street. And we looked up and there was this absolutely massive kind of oval shaped cloud, but it was huge and it was pink and the sky was kind of this pink color. And it was mesmerizing. And my friend was like, wow, look at that cloud. Have you ever seen anything like it? And I looked at the cloud and I was like, no, I've never felt anything like that either. And then I looked at all the people and I was like, everyone is mesmerized. Why has everyone just stopped what they are doing and they are looking at this cloud? And the reason I'm bringing this up is my friend said last night that I was having dinner with here in California. She said the two times she had craft above her, she had no fear. And she was mesmerized and she was just transfixed. And I said, yes, I've had that experience once. I said, and what made me know it was not just my feeling about the cloud, but observing how everyone was just like this, just for minutes. So the Z's have said that we have been, you know, and we know this, it's common knowledge in systems of power, our integration with other life. A lot is underground. And as we go through this period that we're in, or these coming years or decades, it will just become known. The question is how we're told, why we're told, when we're told, why has it been concealed? So there needs to be a certain level of discernment as to how the information is revealed, why it's revealed, what the intention of its revealing is, and why has this been concealed from us for so long? And I did just share with you before we started speaking that I had a very direct experience in Avebury. Avebury, the sacred stones, unbelievable. I hadn't been there since my early 20s, and my partner, he wanted to go there, and he had the vision on the plane as he was flying to England that he said, oh, Avebury was speaking to me, because he's a healer. He's always in and out of the astral. And I said to him, well, we can go. So we went with two of my dearest friends who'd flown in from Colorado that I lived with in Boulder. And we'd always go and look for ships and stuff. And we had the best day. But the first rock I put my hands on, it was unbelievable. So I put my hands on this rock. And all of a sudden, at like 10 times normal speed, I saw all these alien hieroglyphics. It was like alien information and hieroglyphics. And it was like this mission. It was literally like, you know, when everything is like flooding through you. My body felt great. My body felt open. It felt calm. It felt big. But I had this download, and I'm still integrating it, but it was very visceral. And, you know, the rocks are connected deep into the earth. Like there are threads going down into the earth. And the Z's told me years ago that the heart chakra of England and the ancient magic in the land of England was coming online by 2030. And they've talked about crystals that are buried deep in the earth that hold these records and that transmit. So that's my very around the houses answer to your question, giving a few real life examples of my own personal experiences. And I did have, I had the opportunity to meet one in 2014. I was in my basement apartment, which I was renting from these same dear friends on the foothills of Boulder. And I literally was in the apartment one night and I heard, we're outside in the garden. Do you want to meet us? And I said, no. I felt very clearly it was a no, because if it had happened to me in 2014, it would have disturbed too much of my own, how I saw the world, what I was here for. I was very clear. Now I would say yes. But me 13 years ago, it would have been too disruptive to what I was here to do. And I just had a soul knowing that that was the truth. It wasn't me in fear. It wasn't me as a human going, no, I don't want to. Because, you know, part of me would have been fascinated. But it was very clear. It was like, no, this is not my time. I'll meet you face to face in the future. But I've got enough going on with the telepathy, thank you. Yes. And yeah, I'm connected in, as much as I want to be. And I think that was a really correct choice. I think now I could handle it because I think now the world is more ready for all of this stuff. But back then, I think it was important that I was building the pathway to here. So yeah, those are just a few of my experiences. But I'm hearing more and more people having telepathic experiences, energetic or astral experiences. I have noticed that it feels like physical contact really changed. I feel like physical contact seemed to have been very big in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. And this friend of mine who's in her early 70s was telling me that she had one contact experience when she was 8, and she had another one in the early 80s out here in California. And that seems to be very common, that there was a lot more sightings and physical experiences, but it's gone a bit more underground in recent years, recent decades, but it's very here. And I feel like it's permeating, and it's gonna surface in all kinds of ways in the years to come.
Yeah, I think it's pretty imminent. It's funny, a friend who hadn't been to my house before came to see me about a year ago. And because I'm tricky to find, I said, did you have any difficulty finding the house? And said, no, I just followed the spaceship above your house.
And your house does have a lovely shape, spaceship energy, I will say, Pam. It's fabulous.
Oh, that's fascinating.
No, yeah. in the way I would expect someone like you to have that. You know what I mean? It's like, I think there are those of us who are tuned to it. And so I think when you're tuned to it, it kind of, I don't know, there's something in the vibration that just carries with you. And like you said, it's getting more normalized. It's getting more, even the kind of work that we do or the kind of messages that we do. I don't know about you. I'm kind of shocked the reach of things these days, because I've done this 23 years and I think you've been doing it longer than me, haven't you, professionally? I'm really struck by how many people are reconnecting to what used to be called the esoteric or the metaphysical or things that were more fringy or more frowned upon or by groups. And I don't know, it's interesting to watch what I would call ancient technology come back.
Yeah, I think big time. I think it's these jumps in consciousness that we're going through that is allowing the veil to drop. And I think so much new information is going to come in. Yeah, but it's very reassuring to know about the spaceship, because those beings are working 24/7. I think there's no downtime.
You know, no.
My guardian angels. So I would love to move into some channeling with this.
Perfect. Yeah.
Is that
great?
Okay to do?
Absolutely, yes.
if we just all take a few deep breaths, it won't take Lee very long just to drop into the right space and place to bring through the Z's.
Thank you.
Trusting the Way there from Jeffrey Clarkson. I also had an experience at Avery Circle by touching one of the stones one Earth Day many years ago. Anyway, let's have a listen to the Zs.
Good. A pleasure to be with you. And we will pick up where some of the conversation was explored for some of the sharings between the two of you when it comes to what is sometimes referred to as extraterrestrial energy or beings or identities, which we refer to simply as galactic consciousness, galactic origins, for you are all connected to that. We will jump on what was said to explain that at this time, while you can look to the sky for your sightings, your experiences, we would like to turn your attention, all of you, to the ground. You can feel the hum from underground if you choose to. And this is a way that you can greatly connect with galactic energy, galactic forces, galactic, you might call them downloads, we would call them information, because you are all connected to these realms. You have this seeded in your DNA. It is part of the human design. It is why humans have the consciousness they have, and it is also why they have access to what you might call extrasensory abilities. So yes, there are animals on your planet and beings on your planet that are highly sensory in the way they perceive and experience, but the design of the human was always meant to be able to go beyond. And yes, your systems and the control grid on this planet has limited the potential for humanity, but consciousness always finds a way and it breaks through. This is why there have always been pioneers who have flown the flag for what you are capable of. And what you are capable of is so much more than even your current pioneers, way showers, where consciousness is concerned, are able to demonstrate. They might be the top of the tree right now, but they are simply opening the doorway, the crack of light that shows you what your human and galactic potential is. So for those of you who wish to connect with this energy, we would say, go to the ground, find a space where you can sit on the earth or the grass or the rock. It will be a little harder to feel it in congested areas, very busy parts of cities, very congested places, or also in places where there is a template of grief. So land where great tragedies have occurred, great atrocities have occurred. But if you can find spots, places, parkland that feels, we will call it, a little different to you. Sedona is full of these vortexes that you walk through, where you feel like you are literally being lifted into a spaceship. And in many ways, this is true because you are walking into holographic spaceships all the time. Many of you will be on a hike and you will walk through a patch of land that doesn't quite feel the same and you wonder, what was that? Well, the spaceships can also be holographic. They do not need to be three-dimensional in form. They can be, and they often are, but they do not need to be. They can shift their shape, their density. So sometimes you are walking through what you would refer to as alien technology in a very small holographic way. Perhaps just 10% of the energy is on the ground. The ship is not visible to you, but you are walking through it. 10% of it is allowed to permeate with your environment. For many of you, that is enough. So for any of you who are interested in this notion of aliens, you are contactees. Many of you have had contact experiences, but they haven't all been the traditional kind. They haven't all been the traditional abduction experience that you are familiar with, or seeing visible evidence of other lives. We will also say that many of your abduction experiences were not just, shall we say, alien in nature. Oftentimes they were collaborative with governments. So, we are aware, Pam, you have lots of questions, and We do not want to go in too many directions and open up too many doorways, for it is important that we follow your focus, Pam.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Zees. But all of that was very valuable, so thank you. You've referred in the past, in the recent past, to the fact that we are in a storm period on Earth. And I'd love to explore that more fully. And you've also said that things may look dark in the coming months, but then it will switch. So I'd love to explore both parts of that, the storm period and how things may look dark in the coming months, but then it will switch.
Yes, there is a fight for control, dominance, and resources on Earth at the moment, and most of the public are not aware of this. They are given a different story. They are given a different version of events, but resources right now are very favored and important. And we do not mean resources like food, water, energy. They are the surface level resources. We mean precious metals, minerals, what is buried in the earth. So there are, shall we call it, layers upon layers of stories going on Earth, and the public in general are only ever shown or told layers 1 and 2. But there are 12 at work and in operation, and they do involve galactic, we will not say war, for it is not war exactly, but galactic fight for prominence, dominance, and resources. So as out there, so is it on the Earth. This is why you also see this same game for dominance and power playing out on the Earth. Now, there are those on the planet who are highly aware of their galactic origins and allegiances and what they are doing. And then there are those who are, shall we say, being a little more used without realizing it, a little more tapped into. They are very permeable to outside forces that might want to control or manipulate them. So control and manipulation are two of the shadows that you are seeing on Earth. They do not come from the realm of oneness, that which is the highest harmonic in the universe, where life can be harmonized, where resources are shared and experienced harmonically, where relationships are harmonic in nature. No, you are seeing the opposite. You are seeing the old fight, the old, what we will call, reaction against oneness. For it is a reaction against love. You have to understand that dictatorship is a reaction against love. It is not just a fight for control and dominance. It is a reaction against love. The dictator has a wounded, bruised, or missing heart energy. The dictator, as many of you will know, if you have ever done your research on dictators, has often experienced a very traumatized childhood. And sometimes they come back traumatized from other lives to play out that role. You see, the one gift on an energetic level of anyone who is, shall we say, brutal, unkind, or domineering in nature is they serve to highlight the opposite. They serve to show people what they do want, which is a more loving, compassionate nature and way of being. So the storm you are in right now is one where your system has been somewhat taken over. We are not saying that the corruption didn't exist hundreds of years ago, for it did. But in the last 2 to 3 decades, through the use of technology, you see, technology can be used for good or for ill intent, there has been the ability to, shall we say, infiltrate many of your systems that previously were a little more equitable, not necessarily completely uncorrupt, but a little more equitable than they are today. And the inequity that you are seeing rising to the surface right now seems so shocking and horrifying to you all, because you have never seen this in your lifetime. But it is the flushing out of the darkness, and it will not be able to stabilize. This is what we have alluded to over the years. So it is not to say that bad things aren't happening, as you would term it. It is not to say that there isn't unnecessary suffering, very difficult and painful and barbaric circumstances happening around the world. For there are. They are the end result of this fight for dominance and control. But what we can tell you is the reason we say you need to wait and see how things play out. We do not mean sit on your hands or ignore actions that you think you should take to help be part of the solution. But we do mean you need to observe all of these events through a long-range view. You will see in the years to come that many of the things that looked catastrophic at first, and your fear might tell you this is the worst possible thing that could happen and we do not want this to happen, you will see that they will change. They will not be able to, we will say, become what the domineering forces who want to make certain bad things happen on Earth, for want of a better term than bad, they will not be able to stabilize this. For not only is consciousness changing on the planet and more people are pushing back just through their own consciousness, not even through their actions or their words, but their consciousness, it will not be able to stabilize. There is also a great deal of infighting. There is not one group vying for control. There are multiple, and many of them are fighting and canceling each other out at the same time. So this is not to say, rest easy, everything will be fine, and you don't need to pay attention to anything. We're not trying to encourage that either. But we are trying to remind you that what at first might look like a devastating turn of events will change. Nothing is fixed in these times. It is a storm, which means the energy momentum will keep going. So do not get too attached to one singular event or too devastated when you see one singular event going in a certain direction, because give it 1, 2, or 3 weeks and you will see that it has been upended. It is not able to hold. That doesn't make it any more fun when you feel the barrel of these events keeps coming. But it is important for you to understand there is a dissolution of an old world that is playing out. It is playing out dramatically. It is playing out in your faces. It is playing out toward your hearts sometimes. But it is playing out for a reason.
Fantastic. Thank you, Ziz. And I'd really like to focus down on July. I know linear time doesn't exist in your world, but I'd love to focus on July because astrologically that is a real climax and crescendo of many different energies which have been building for a very, very long time, hundreds of years. What can you share with us about that crescendo of energy in July from your perspective?
Well, from our perspective, timelines have shifted. So what that means is you may be focusing on a month such as July, but you may not see the effects of that month until October at this point. You are often operating 3 months ahead and behind a specific focal point. So for us, it is a little easier to say to you that the 3 months prior and post July are where you will see and feel a little more evidence of what it is that you are experiencing. June is going to be a month of many twists and turns. Not that you haven't seen a lot of these already, but June is almost going to have a slightly dizzying chaos to it in terms of world events. Chaos meaning you will be watching things fly across the table backwards and forth, and this will create a little bit of whiplash for those of you watching world events. But by July, what we do see is, and we are meaning this in energetic terms, so be mindful when we use this next word, we see an explosion of all of this tension that has been building. There is going to be a essentially lightning bolt that will run through everything, because there is a rising tension that has been building now for 2 to 3 years. But is coming to a head this year and this summer. And what needs to play out is a lightning clap, essentially. Something that breaks the energy of momentum that has been going in one direction and starts to turn it in a different way. Starts to turn it in a different direction. So July will be a, we will not say a volatile month. You may see more volatility in June, but July will be a month where people will be, we will put it, a little gobsmacked by the end result of building events. But it will be even more evident as you go through August, September, and October. What you are entering into now is a period where you will see the actual collapse of what we would call the old world order. The desire to control, the desire to minimize human life and put it into an even tighter container than humans are already experiencing themselves at. There is an agenda at work that wants to limit the lives of humans and make them, shall we say, a little more, for want of a better term, servant-like to the system, as if that isn't already playing out. And what you are about to witness over the coming year or two is an almighty, we will call it, collapse of that agenda. They will scramble. They will try and reinvent things. They will try and do different things. But part of it is requiring humans to say no. And humans tend to say no when they are backed into a corner. And only when they are backed into a corner. There will always be the pioneers who blow the whistle ahead of time. But they will only be believed when enough people feel the squeeze. So what we will say to you is there will be a squeeze effect that will be evident in June in a new way. And then in July, there will be this lightning bolt that will, in a sense, be a breakthrough. It will change the energy in a different direction. It will collapse some of what has been building. It will be quite dramatic in its, shall we say, appearance and experience. And this goes back to what we were saying. The initial response for some of you might be shock or horror. But actually, this is the breaking open of what needed to happen. But remember, the narrative is always controlled. You are always told that this is terrible for humanity. This is terrible for you, that you should brace yourself for terrible things. And there are chaos agents out there whose job it is to sow fear, including in spiritual communities, what we will call fake prophecy. So we say all of this to you in energetic terms. It could be easy for some of your human minds to try and interpret what we're saying and give it a 3D form. The reason we cannot give you the 3D form is because the 3D form is yet to be decided. And it also wouldn't be helpful because your minds are all so different. You all have such different opinions of things that if we remain in the energetic realm, it makes it easier for you to navigate what we are saying. So yes, in answer to your question, your reading of events is quite correct, Pam, in many ways. But it's a little different in how it will be experienced and play out. And there will be those who will see very clearly what is going on. And there will be those who will be in reaction to and against what is going on. What you need is more people on board seeing very clearly the manipulation at work. And that is coming. We assure you that by the end of this year and into next year, more and more people will start to see the game for what it is. They won't like it. They won't agree with it. And they will begin to no longer comply in their hearts, in their minds, and in their energy fields. And that's what's required.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Zs. You've also said that there will be very likely to be a financial reset in the last 3 to 4 months of this year. Can I ask whether that is likely to be centralized or decentralized and whether it's for the highest good of humanity?
A centralized will be the trigger that allows decentralized to start to rise. Now, on the one hand, the fact that decentralized is beginning to rise and currency is being seen as different to how it was, that is a good forward step, and it's a necessary step. You need to create the new thing so that enough people can see it before the old thing starts to fade away. But what we are seeing is, because at the moment you are, how I will put it is, things are currently being held together by a piece of string. The public is not necessarily told this, although, of course, there are the analysts and the experts out there who see this and know this. Things are being held together by a piece of string for the benefit of the system, not for the benefit of the people. In fact, the debts of the system are usually handed on to people. They do not need to be, but they are. That serves the purpose of keeping the people on the hamster wheel, as Lee called it earlier. So what you are about to see is destabilization in the central system that will allow for new ways of being to come in. But the destabilization is not necessarily being controlled by those who would like to see you all in a tougher financial position, because it makes you easier to control. Quite the opposite. There will be some errors of judgment, and there will be some mistakes that are already being made. that will mean that some dominoes fall in the financial system that will take even the leadership by surprise. So this is where new space starts to open up, because humans are resourceful. If all of a sudden their system collapsed around their ears, they aren't just going to sit there and cry about it for 4 months. They are going to immediately swing into action to figure out how to survive. The difference is their way of surviving has been farmed out to a system which has now become corrupted and is sometimes and often used against them. There are enough people seeing that, but more people need to feel the squeeze. So as the squeeze is felt, this is when innovation and solution will start to come in. So yes, we are still seeing that from October onwards, you are going to see the beginning of a, we will not say collapse financially, for that is a dramatic word, and that is often what is forecast, but we will say a destabilization financially that will be more undeniable. And that will start to move all of you towards a different way of looking at your money, a different way of looking at the security of your money systems. And it will usher in new ways of being. At the moment, everyone is hoping that the financial system will continue to save them or bail them out. When they see that it can't, it won't, and it was never built to do such a thing, people will, again, we will say, wake up a bit more from the spell. And as more people wake up, that will continue to spread.
Wonderful. And in terms of more people waking up from the spell, you've also, Z's, talked about the harmonic resonance field between us is getting stronger. And I'd like you to expand on that. And I know you've mentioned to Lee in the past about a certain percentage of people who are now aware and awake. And if you could touch on that and how much that has increased, if at all, in recent times.
Yes, we have said that you need to reach the 30% mark in terms of the amount of people on the planet who see things clearly. And you are now in the high 20s. We would put you just over 27%. So you have a little ways to go. What we have always said is once you hit 30%, the spread of awareness gets faster, because 30% is a high number in a grouping of people, and your harmonic resonance with each other is what you were discussing. You and Lee were talking earlier about the like-minded, like-hearted beings that you are beginning to find. So it's not that you are breaking up with people who you are less resonant with, but it is that you are beginning to, many of you, find more like-minded, like-hearted beings in your life and have more harmonic resonance with them. Why? Because you are learning how to have harmonic resonance within yourselves. You are learning what disturbs you. You are learning what brings your vibration down. You are learning what troubles you, triggers you. So, as you have these experiences, you are suddenly allowed and able to recognize that you are preserving your life force and your energy. And so you only want to be around harmony. And you have a, we will call it, higher benchmark for that. So there are more of you who are finding each other. And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to just find best friends all the time who you spend days and weeks with. It can be as simple as your harmonic resonance giving you more fruitful conversations, more aligned conversations with strangers. In order to be in harmony, you need to be in possession of yourself. If you are always people-pleasing or loaning yourself out to the will and the whim of others, it is very hard to be in enough possession of yourself that you can harmonize with another. You are actually operating from disharmony when you are in people-pleasing mode. And for many of you who wanted to see love and light happen on the planet, you would often sacrifice parts of yourselves, your own energy field, in order to try and create it in the outer world. As you have spiritually matured, you have started to own who you are. And so this is a very good time for you to own your sensitivity. You are all sensitive beings. And this is a time where your sensitivity is growing rapidly. So the more you understand your sensitivity and the more you honor and own it, the more you become harmonic with and for others.
And therefore, Z's, are there new harmonics being created between the planets as well?
Yes and no. Earth is still, we will call it, the main focal point as to harmony. There are more harmonic chords running between certain planets, but at this time, the amount of life on Earth it is the biggest melting pot universally, even though you don't see evidence of that, because much of life on Earth is also underground at this point. And that is something that you are going to become more aware of and privy to in the years to come. There will be many of you in the years to come who, even before what we will call full public disclosure as to all of this, you will start having interactions with and activity with other beings, other energies, messages from within the Earth, the crystals that are buried inside the Earth that are the record keepers of not only galactic history, but Earth's history as a galactic, we will call it, messenger. Earth is currently a galactic messenger. So Earth is currently very important where harmony is concerned. And of course, that is also why you are seeing disharmony playing out at such chaotic and high levels. But here is the truth of the disharmony. The disharmony is a very small percentage, a very small percentage. And yet your system will broadcast disharmony to you like it is the norm every day. Let us ask you this. With the exception of certain cultures or regions of the world, it is true, is it not, that many of you have harmonic experiences as you walk around the world. You find other people who will harmonize with you, who are harmonic beings, who are wanting to live and have a good life. That exists, and it is more the norm than you are told. And there is a reason you are not told that it is the norm. Because there is a desire to create more disharmony in and for you. That is why you have to be the bastions of this harmony. That is why it is, as they often say, there is the Earth term, it is an inside job, how you create your outer reality. And this can be an annoying term for those of you who are in understandably difficult situations. If you are being abused, if you are being trapped, if you are currently experiencing yourself in one of the darkest or most difficult corners of the world or corners of your life. Yes, it is quite hard in that moment to adopt the idea that you can create your reality. In that moment, what you want to do is to do everything in your power to survive the situation you are in for as long as you need to, or to find ways to get out of it if possible. That is not the time to apply this thinking of you create your own reality from within. Even though there are many who have made great headway, we do not want you to simply stuff down any feelings of grief or shock or horror that you might be going through if you find yourself in difficult circumstances. It's important to allow yourself your feelings. But when your feelings have had their moment, it's important to come back and recognize that you do create your own harmony on Earth, and that there are many on the planet who not only want this, but are practicing it. So there will be more disclosure experiences. There will be more contact with what you might call inner Earth, or we will call it the inner Earths. But still, at this moment in time, Earth is the focal point universally where harmony, oneness, and what we will call the end of the war template is concerned.
Really good to hear. And just one final question, Ziz. It's something I've wanted to ask you for some time. Are all of the potential realities that each of us may wish to experience, are they already created and existing? And it's just a question of us elevating our frequency to match those?
Well, yes. The thing you have to understand is that you all have an astral body. So you have a human energy field, yes, and that connects to your astral body. Your astral body is the part of you that is connected to the astral realms, the realms, you could call it, far above your head, if you like to see it directionally. We would say the vastness that you can even encounter horizontally. You can even go down with your astral body into the Earth. So you are all travelers in that sense. It's just you've forgotten you have that ability to project out of your body, leave your body. You have been asked to fully buy into the Earth experience, and you were all told that the Earth is full of gravity. Yes, it is on a physical level. There is a certain amount of gravity that keeps you on the Earth, but only just enough. And the truth is, you do not have gravity as souls. Your souls have no gravity. And what many of you are beginning to recognize is that you can access the soul realms, and this creation you are speaking of, Pam, it is available to you any day. So yes, there are realities that you can create on Earth that you have already created as a soul, and you may be able to make them manifest in physical form. But what's very important for many of you who are listening to this, who especially are getting frustrated with the slowness of physical manifestation on Earth, it's important for you to connect to yourself as a soul and as an astral body, to do that more. Because the more you do that, the more your consciousness in the physical body rises, but also you are often creating worlds astrally before they can become, we will call it, three-dimensional on Earth. So not everything you want to create in three dimensions will play out on Earth. But many of you now are operating in what you are aware is 5D, the fifth dimension. It is a higher frequency than Earth has historically operated at. It is still a little hard to manifest 5D onto the planet, for the physical gravity belt doesn't always allow for 5D to be fully manifest in large volumes. But there are 5D experiences, gatherings, buildings, energetic technology that is being manifest on Earth now. And as that continues to grow, it will make it far easier for that fifth dimensional reality to be more birthed on Earth. That is coming. But for many of you who perhaps feel frustrated at what you can't create on the Earth plane, we would say, go within and journey. Let yourself journey. Let yourself journey as a soul. For as you journey as a soul, you will expand your energy field. And an expanded energy field creates differently on Earth. But you must remember that the Earth game is very do, achieve, achieve, achieve. That's what you've all been taught and trained in. Spirit does not care about timing. Your soul is very happy to know that you are going to create something in 10 years. It doesn't care that it's going to take 10 years, but your human might be mighty upset about that. It might say, well, I need to create it now because I have this pain in me and it's going to solve this pain. And instead we would say, we'll solve the pain. Don't wait for the pain to be solved by an outer apparition if you are that clear that there is a pain that you are trying to solve with an outer circumstance. What a gift. How enlightened are you that you've identified there's a pain you're trying to solve with an outer circumstance? Now you can work on solving the pain, and then the outer circumstance will appear far quicker. So you are very smart, all of you. You are becoming more aware. You are beginning to know how to play with your soul, how to create with your soul, how to move energy with your soul. That is a good thing. So that is the best way we can explain what we would say to your very good question, Pam.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ziz. And is there any final message you'd like to leave us with today?
We will remind all of you that what it is important to create on Earth is heaven. You are often fed this story of hell and how Earth is a hell that you have to endure. And while there is heaven and hell on Earth, it is very important for those of you who are tuning into this, for if you are tuning into this, you resonate with Pam's light and Pam's way of being, and Pam being an optimist in the face of often darkness. And that does not mean that Pam has not gone through her own darkness. No, no. True optimists have usually experienced and overcome darkness and returned to optimism. And what is optimism? It is the ability to create good because you believe in it. Pessimism is the ability that only bad things will happen because you believe only bad things will happen. You are not willing to allow in the possibility of something good, something positive. So those who resonate with you, Pam, who are listening to or tuning in to this, and of course there will be those who resonate with Lee also, and he is a different kind of earth magic. His is to be an alchemical force of transformation and a conduit for transformation and for alchemy, inner alchemy. That is what he is doing. So, Pam, with your knowledge of the maps of the earth that the stars give you, and your wisdom at helping people distill how to organize themselves within those maps and how they might best be able to breathe and find their way through it. And Lee's similar, but focused on the inner alchemy of transformation. Those who resonate with this conversation and are still here right now at the end of it, you are already aware that you are able to create your own versions of heaven. And a version of heaven might be 10 minutes with your face in the sun, or feeling the love of a pet, a friend, a tree. There are so many ways to experience the heaven that is earth, and you have to be record keepers of that. There are many on the planet who have an agenda that want to turn it into something else. They will not win, they cannot win, but they will try. And the way that you, shall we say, counterbalance that at these times is to create the opposite for yourself and thus then for the others who come into contact with you in your energy field. So, good. A pleasure to be with you all. A pleasure to be with you, Pam. Thank you for your service. Thank you, all of you, for the service that you are doing. For we are all more unified than you might believe. There is often this construct that you are each individual human beings and that we are channeled beings coming through a human. But if you take all of those details away, we are all just here on the astral having a communion and conversation experience so that we harmonize with each other to continue to bring harmony to the world, not just for ourselves, but for others. Good. In peace, in love, and in resonant harmony to all.
Thank you so much, Lee. That was amazing. I mean, spectacular.
Thank you.
Content. I don't know how much of that you remember or you heard, but it was very rich content. Very, very helpful.
All I remember is it felt very strong. So yeah. The details have lost now, but it felt very strong.
Really helpful. And it really, you know, their answers really proved what a powerful transformative year we are in right now. Mm. We are in the crucible of change. We're in the thick of it right now. We're not talking about 5 years, 10 years, 50, you know, we're in it right now, this kind of pivot point for humanity. And that.
Yeah. And Pam, I'd love to know a bit more from your perspective, because I know you're studying all the months ahead and like probably the year to come. Like, is there anything you could share? You know, like, you know, you mentioned July when you were talking to the Z's, like, what are you seeing play out for this? I know we did an annual broadcast together in January, but what are you seeing play out for this next half of the year?
Yeah, for me, the year is very front loaded between kind of January and August. That's where a lot of the action is. I mean, July is enormous because you've got this really completely unique configuration involving 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about five of the big planets all locking in to exactly their geometry. I mean, exactly to the degree. And it's incredibly rare. And a lot of it is about leadership and power and where the power lies. And it's also about the nature of reality and how we create it. And it really is a massive kind of quantum leap in our consciousness, potentially, if we can use the energy properly. So that's the really, you know, that's the crescendo, the firework that I was seeing. And this is described as an explosion, I think, of energy, which is what I'm really seeing. So issues around leadership and the quality of leadership and what is good leadership. Is it heart-centered? Is it very different from what we may have in the world right now? So, and that will provoke a lot of the revolutionary energy that is already there, but hasn't been as fully expressed as it will be, I think. April is an eclipse month, August is an eclipse month, and that's always when wild cards come in, and I think we're going to have a lot of change in that month too, again, about issues of leadership. So what you were saying about the collapse of the old order, really starting to accelerate from the middle of this year. It started already, of course, but accelerate even more and into the final months of the year, I think is really, really clear in the astrology. And it's then up to us as humanity to rise from the ashes like the phoenix and say, okay, humanity, let's get together. What do we lovingly and beautifully want to create that is of benefit to all? And we've all got a piece of the puzzle in doing that.
And it's so interesting as you say all of that, thank you. I just heard really clearly that there are some really amazing leaders ready to move into position, but the corruption in certain governments around the world has to be broken open for them to move in. So I got that really clearly there. We're going to see some really brilliant, more heart-based but compassionate leaders. They're waiting in the wings, they're preparing themselves, they're there. It just needs to break open a little bit so that they can go in and actually be of service. Because the Z's have also said this in a channel. God, when was it? I don't know. I've done a lot of interviews lately. I think it was in one of the interviews. They said, don't assume that everyone working in government is not trying to do something good. They said it's very easy to make a blanket statement, and they said that's not the truth. It's just they can't make progress. And I actually have proximity to someone who is in politics not in America or England, who's really been trying to do something, but it's been so hard. And you know, the corruption, I'm hearing about it firsthand from someone who's in it. They say that the dirty tricks and the corruption is shocking, but I know they're one of many. So that's nice to hear that, you know, for the people who are here for that role on earth, you know, leadership, whether government is still a word we use in the years to come or whether it turns into something else, I don't know. But that's nice. That's, yeah, just got that very clearly as you said what you said. So that feels good.
Yeah, that's my feeling too, that there are nodes of light in all different sectors of society, nodes of light, and they are there to, you know, shine bright lights, obviously, to elevate the consciousness of the whole. And they may well be younger people. I'm seeing a lot of younger people, visionaries.
Let's hope so.
Innovators who just have such great ideas. People say, I just want to be on your team. I want to support what you're doing. Brilliant. Bring this incredible, you know, healing technology, or that's going to clear up the pollution and the toxicity. I want to be on your team. And that's how it's going to work really quickly and vigorously for the benefit of all.
Fantastic. Thank you. Well, thank you for sharing that about the astrology.
Yeah, brilliant. I've taken up enough of your very busy schedule, Lee. It's been pure joy to spend time with you, as always, whether we're on screen or off. And I just really thank you for your dedication in these times. I know you're doing a lot of interviews, so I'm very grateful that you spend time with me. But, you know, it is such a vital time to get more and more people seeing the light and feeling the love in themselves to make a difference in the world.
It is, isn't it? It's funny, you know, I'm about to go out on tour this next year, and I always seem to choose tour years when things are really intense. But it's weird. I think there's a design to that too. You know, there's something. So obviously, you know, I'm working online all the time. And at the same time, there's something about being in the rooms.
Thank you. Thank you again, Lee.
Thank you.
It's been brilliant. God bless.
Thank you so much, Pam. Lots of love.
Love to everybody out there who's been listening. Bye for now.
The Voice Within, your connection between this world and the next. Brought to you by Infinity Spiritual Center, 550 Anglesey Street, Hamilton.
What's happening at Infinity Spiritual Center? Well, this Sunday you can meet up with Michelle Buchan. She's the world famous numerologist, and she's doing a workshop called Numerology and Manifestation. So that's on Sunday the 24th. Next week my Introduction to Spirit will be covering looking at chakras. So that's you know, all the colors of your chakras and how it affects your lifetime. And then on the 31st, when we go into Sagittarius, I think, the moon. Anyway, Miria's doing her Awakening Your Knowing, which again is all about learning about spirituality. So you can find all these details at infinityspiritualcentre.co.nz. And then later on in a few weeks we'll be announcing all the stuff that's happening for our 20th anniversary, which is on the 20th of June. on a winter solstice. I am Barry, it's been the voice within. Kakite, Shalom, Namaste, Masalam. May your God go with you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.